All right,
let's all pour on in. Today is a very special day, so I'm going to let y'all get in here while I set up my screens, because we have a lot to talk about today, and it's very exciting. If you don't know, the website has been, I'm going to tell you the story behind the new website. We are also going to talk about the new module in NoBS on how to make the basics easier, why that came about. Today, we're just going to kind of like, y'all can ask some questions and stuff, but we're going to talk a lot today about just all the ways that you can lose weight in NoBS, kind of give you a lay of the land as to what's coming up, all those kinds of good things. So let me pull up my screens, make sure that I have got everything I need set up. And I will pull up Coach MJ. MJ is actually going to give us a tour of the website in a little bit, but I'm going to start everybody off with a few announcements. So I will put MJ, I'll put on speaker view. There we go. MJ, well, you can either sit on camera or you can do whatever you want. I'm going to go over lots of things first. So it's however you want to do it. Okay. All right. So let me start. First and foremost, thank you for all the birthday gifts, the birthday pounds, the mental weight that you dropped, the things that you did this month, the reconnection to who you are. This is what I want to say. This is the best gift I can ever get. Like, watching the upswell of momentum is everything. But here's what happens every year. We finish my birthday challenge, and for some reason, y'all think that once that ends, oh, I lose my motivation. I lose my whatever. You were not motivated because of my birthday. You were not motivated because we did a big challenge all together. You were motivated because you decided to tell yourself something different this month than what you told yourself the previous month. You lost weight because you chose to do different things this month because of what you told yourself to do this month. It had nothing to do with my birthday. It had nothing to do with other people are doing it too. And this is the magic, is when you stop thinking that things outside of you need to happen so that you can lose weight, and you start realizing it's all in me. So if you had success this month, it can happen next month just as easily. Figure out how you talk to yourself each day. What pivoted, what changed every day for you? Because the worst thing you can do is tell yourself, well, now that the challenge is ending, I won't be as excited. Then here's the thing. Figure out what got you excited last month that had nothing to do with the challenge. Did you get excited because you like said, you know what? I'm going to commit. This seems like fun. If you thought this seems like fun, then make August fucking fun. So for all of you, if you really want to give me a birthday present, then do not allow yourself to think that August isn't as special as July. Plain and simple. For those of you who want to keep going with it, it only takes a decision. For those of you who don't keep going, it will be because you made a decision to stop. It will be because you decided it won't be as fun. It will be because of a decision that August is different than July. And then for all of you who are going back to school and who are already thinking like, oh my God, it's the summer, so much easier. Fuck that. If you can't lose weight during the hardest parts of your life, why the fuck are you bothering? We're supposed to be able to lose weight no matter what's going on in our life. So instead of wilting like a flower and thinking that the fall's going to be harder on you, then decide what needs to change this fall. How do I make it easier on myself? How do the basics work when I go back to school to teach? When my kids go off to college? When the sports start back up? The problem I've had in the past is I haven't been thinking about how to make those things easier. I haven't been thinking about how I'm going to lose weight during that. I've been thinking those things stop me from losing weight. And that thought doesn't lead to problem solving, asking for help, sometimes saying no, waiting for hunger, challenging yourself that no, just because the kids won't drive through doesn't mean I got to eat it too. It's always about what you tell yourself. So be mindful of how you're speaking about things. I designed this program for you so that it fits with what life throws at you. I did not write a program that says the only way you get to join is if your life is perfect. If everything's perfect, then we can lose weight. That is not how I wrote this program. I wrote this program with the promise that it works no matter what life is throwing at you, including the shit, including the busyness, including the hard things. Because when you can face those without turning to food, you've got your weight loss solved. And of course, if you need help, you go to Ask Coaches and you do all the things. All right. Let me go over a few things about, we're wrapping this month up. So if you still want to be in the running for prizes, you need to go to the Facebook group and you need to post about what changed for you this month. What happened for you this month? Doesn't matter if you met your goal or not. Even if you didn't meet your goal, even if you didn't meet your goal, you are in contention for the prizes. We're just really looking for moving stories about what you learned, how you changed. Because at the end of the day, I don't care if you met your goal or not. I care about what you learned. And then how are we going to take what you learned and apply it to August? That's what I care about. I always care about figuring out a way to tell the story in such a way that the next month is a little bit better. And then the next month is a little bit better. So you just need to go into the Facebook group and you need to share your story. Or if you're not in Facebook and you're listening to this, you can email us at support@pmptribe.com and you can write in what you learned. The grand prize for all of you, if you're wondering, is coaching with MJ. So you will win a coaching session with MJ. You will also get a virtual ticket to Queen Camp. And if you've already bought it, then we will reimburse you. And you will get a box of my favorite things. There will also be second and third place winners. And there will also be an accountability group winner. Okay. Now, let's talk next about the new website. MJ, not yet, but I want to just give you the story behind the new website before. So we'll talk about module two, and then we'll go into the new website. So if you've been to the new website, then one of the things that you should notice is that No BS, the course, got a mini facelift. She didn't go under reconstructive surgery. We are doing that the last half of this year. In January, we will be rolling out a brand new version of No BS that will be amazing. But while I was thinking about what needs to go into the No BS course, because I've got all kinds of new concepts and things that I've been kind of here and there teaching inside the membership, and I want it all underneath one good, simple framework inside the course. I was thinking, oh my gosh, some of this stuff we need to start covering now, and every member needs to go through it. And so we decided that we would add a module to No BS called Module 2, and it's Making the Basics Easier. These are brand new lessons. They are some of what will be done in the Diet Detox. So some of this stuff is going into the Diet Detox. That's the 2-day live event. There's still tickets available if you want to come for that. That's a 2-day application of a lot of what's in Module 2, but we have some newer concepts that we're going to live teach at the Diet Detox so that I can talk to people, coach people, do some live interaction, kind of really further understand my material before I'm writing the finalized versions for y'all. But the stuff that's in Module 2, I've already been coaching and I've already been talking a lot about in the membership. So I have some really good experience with it. So you are going to learn some deeper things that are going to change your outlook on the basics. So if you will go, you will see that we have added, I think it's 9 new lessons inside the course. You can binge watch them, or you can just watch them one at a time. It's however you want to do it. You can follow along with, if you go to This Month in No BS, it gives you a guide for week to week on how to get through the content. It is, the videos are 5 to 10 minutes long. They're not super long. So don't be sitting there going, oh my God, I just don't have time this month. Bitch, if you ain't got 5 to 10 minutes to pop something in, we got bigger problems. Like, you could listen to a lesson while you take a shower. Bring your phone inside your shower. I do it all the time. I put my phone right there next to the soaps and I turn that thing on loud. Sometimes I wear my earbuds in there all the time. Like, if you got the Apple AirPods, they work in the shower too. I wash my glorious hair with them in, and I ain't broke a pair yet. So you can use them. If you really want to listen to these lessons, you will make it happen. And then we're going to do weekly Q&As, just like we always do. The first week, we're going to do busting your bullshit around the 24-hour plan. Then on August 14th, Kathy's taking over to do making doable hunger easier. She'll talk about some of the feeling stuff. August 21st, we'll talk about how to be a normal eater. And then on August 28th, we'll be taking the basics to the next level. So we're going to spend a month really working on the basics again, which will be great for all of you coming off my birthday month. If you have questions, you can post them in the Facebook group. You can also post them in Ask Coaches. You can always take them there. And then if you haven't ever finished an OBS, or this is probably a great time for you to do a reboot, then I would highly suggest thinking about going through the entire course one more time in its entirety with the new lessons in there. I think y'all are going to really love these new lessons. We kind of get deeper into why some of the basics have been hard for you, and kind of explaining a lot of the more of the deeper unconscious things that could be going on, so that you don't keep ramming your head. And I give you a lot of suggestions on how to baby step some of the basics. If for some reason you've been really struggling with waiting for hunger, maybe you have a lot of fear around waiting for hunger, we give you some things to do so that you can get more and more comfortable with hunger. If you've been having a hard time stopping at enough, there are lessons in there that talk specifically about why some of the some of us have a harder time at stopping at enough. And we talk about what to do about those things. So I think it's going to be really helpful for a lot of you. Okay. Now, let me tell you a story. Okay. I had to actually go back and look at the dates. September of 2020. Was it one? Yes. October of 2021. This is how long ago this was. So let's all go back to our Wayback Machine. Chris and Corinne were in Las Vegas, and it was our last trip of the summer, our last little vacation trip. And as we always do when we go to Vegas, we spend, it's like time for Chris and I to sit and think about the business. Like, we literally spend every one of our vacations thinking about the business when we're not at home. When we're at home, we're like, y'all, we are in the routine. We are, you know, I'm just getting things done. I'm just going through my task list. I'm just showing up for my calls. You know, like, I'm not necessarily thinking about the business. Well, when we go to Vegas, that's what we do. And very often I have the space and the time to think about what your problems are. And I get in a real creative mode and I start thinking about things I want to give y'all and things I would love to be able to do. So this particular trip, I am just bitching and moaning about all the things that I want to be able to do for No BS Women and that we can't do because the website is like, it was just homegrown over the years. I originally was like one of the builders of it. It was on a thing called WordPress. WordPress is great for blogging and little things, but it really was like the tech that we were running on was, we were definitely maximizing its capabilities to the nth degree. And a lot of the things I wanted to do was going to be either impossible, break it, or it was going to take us coming up with like trying to find off the shelf things and try to piece stuff together. And I just told him, I said, it just feels like my fucking membership is like the Beverly Hillbillies. Do y'all remember Granny sitting at the top of the truck in a rocking chair? Well, I'm Granny and I'm at the top of the truck no BS is the truck. And we're just rocking and rolling, going down the road, and I'm just trying to lead the way. So I'm like really upset about this. And Chris looks at me really seriously and he says, I think it's time we build our own stuff. And I was like, what do you mean? And he said, from the ground up. Like, you know, Chris is a programmer. That's what he did for years and years and years. He's, you know, he knows how to write the software. He wrote, if you don't know the Captain D's restaurants, back in the day, they had like, I don't know, they have thousands of restaurants all over the Southeast mainly, but there's a program that they run that's their POS. It's their, like, and he wrote all of their food cost systems that they still use to this day, and he hasn't worked there in 5 years. And this is like how they order food, how they know how much food they're going through, how they know when to drop fish before a rush, like all the things. Chris built all of it from the ground up. And so he said, I just think we should build our own. I think we should make our own stuff and don't rely on any damn body anymore, so that we can build all the features, all the things that you ever dream of. And I said, yes, we should. And so it took us about 6 months to find a company that we basically hired a software company that we would run. They're like a software company for hire. And Chris was the architect. And in February of 2002, me and a couple people that are no longer with us anymore, Sadie, I don't know if y'all remember Sadie, Sarah, which I still talk to Sadie and Sarah to this day. So, and they're still members of No BS, if y'all don't know. they were there. Yasmin was there. I don't even remember who else was there, honestly. I remember me and Chris. MJ might remember. I don't think MJ was there yet. I don't think MJ was there. Maybe Coach Betsy was there. I'm not even sure who all was there, but there was like six or seven of us. And then the Dockyard team came in and we sat in a room for 2 or 3 days with thousands of sticky notes and outlined what the future of NoBS would look like. And it was, wall-to-wall sticky notes. We just went crazy on everything we wish it would do, everything that we need, blah, 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 blah. Chris got to say, I got to say, the coaches got to say, everybody got to say. And then we organized it. And what you see today is what we call version one. Our goal since February of 2022 was to get a working platform that would give us at least the exact features we have right now, so that from this moment forward, everything we do is brand new for you. And it took us over 2 years to get to this space. And it has cost a lot of money. I'm just going to tell you, as a broke ass child with all the money trauma that she works through, I have spent 2 years really working on it, because we're talking multiple seven figures, and I could have vomited everywhere every day. Every time we paid a bill, I'm just like, Jesus, take the wheel. This is just, woo, it's crazy. But I've never been so proud of my team. I'm probably going to cry. I don't have any tissue. But I want to say, y'all would not have this website if it wasn't for the NoBS team's really hard work making sure that this dream came a reality. I especially want to give a shout out to MJ, because she has been literally the driver to make sure that this got done the smoothest way possible. She had one mission: make sure the women can get logged in Tuesday. Like, that y'all could get in, that it would be seamless, it would be easy for y'all to find shit, and that we would not disrupt your weight loss trying to improve things. That was probably my biggest fear, was that we were going to build all this, and then even if 5% of the women had a hard time logging in, and for some reason that was just enough to make them quit and maybe never lose their weight, I was like, that cannot happen. So I won't say it was error proof. And that's not anybody's fault, other than when you do something like this, it is impossible for it all to work. It is impossible. There was no amount of programmers, prayer beads, chickens getting sacrificed. There was rain dances that were going to happen to where you would have zero tech issues, but we had so few. And then the other thing I want to thank my team for is making sure it got done, because I've had plenty of other things I've had to do for y'all. Like, I've had to be writing the new content and, like, you know, like all the things that we do when it comes to how we're going to teach y'all to lose weight, they allowed me to stay focused there because that's what I'm best at. And I will be honest, I've not even been able to log. I have not even been allowed to log into the new site yet. Everybody was going to let me see it the other day. And then Chris said, you know what? No. He's like, you'll go in, you will immediately find things that you want to change, because that's my brain only works that way. It only thinks about, like, what can we do next? What can we do next? He's like, that day's over. We can't let you see it until we know we can start improving things. So I just want to thank my team for everything that they did to make sure that this went well. And then for all of you, if you're having any issues, please just write us in at support@pmptribe.com. Our people are working almost around the clock to make sure that your service isn't interrupted. I hope what you find when you go to the site, that it's cleaner. We did a major cleanup. Our goal was to make it easier to find things. And the main goal was fast. I wanted you to be able to log in and it'd be fast as fuck. And some of the reports I'm getting already from people is like, oh my gosh, like, you click on something and it just comes up. I don't have to wait anymore. And that is what we needed, the speed, in order to be able to do some of the big things that we want to do in the next coming. You're going to start seeing, you know, new things coming out routinely. Like, we are now at the point where we can start building the real future. This is the platform that will take us there. So I just wanted to share all that. I know that's probably not helping anybody necessarily lose weight today, but I did want to, I just feel like when you're in no BS, that you're here to lose weight for sure, but I want you to feel like you belong to something. I want you to feel like you belong to, that you're in a company that gives a shit about you. Because a lot of weight loss companies don't. And I promise you, we do. We cry about y'all. We argue over y'all. Like, we are like a group of sisters trying to get together and run this company half the time. Like, we are all so headstrong on making your lives better that even we argue with each other on how we're going to make that happen. I also want you to feel like you belong to a movement. You know, my goal isn't just to teach women how to lose weight. My mission is to teach every woman how to lose weight for good. But the most important part of our mission statement is always that you feel as amazing as you deserve. Too many diets are thinking, we're going to teach you how to lose weight because if you lose weight, you'll feel good about yourself. And I don't think that's true. Too many of us have lost weight and not felt good about ourselves. It did not help us learn to like ourselves. If we were taught as young girls, our needs are always second, losing weight doesn't make us automatically put ourselves back on the to-do list. If we are always worried about what other people think, we will worry about what people think, whether we weigh 250 or 150. Like, I want to be the place where you really learn how to have a better life. You feel really good about yourself. You feel healthy. You just feel like you belong to something bigger than just, I got to get the weight off this week. It's so tiring if weight loss is only about losing weight. It exhausts you and it makes you want to quit. But when you are losing weight in a bigger, better way, when you're really making your life better, when you're changing your opinion about yourself, when you're finding courage to go after your dreams in life that you keep putting on hold because of your weight, then you actually do get a better life. Okay. Let's pull up MJ. And she is going to, I think I've covered everything I'm supposed to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, sure. I guess now will you just share your screen? Like, how are we doing this?
I will share my screen. Have you seen it yet, Corinne?
I've not even seen it. No, this is my first walkthrough.
Now I'm nervous. The queen hasn't even seen it. I will, you know, and I, this is a love fest, and because I haven't even seen Corinne since it launched, but the fact that she put her trust in a physical therapist, no shit about shit, to do this project. I'm not a crier. As soon as they told us yesterday it's in progress, I sat here and sobbed like a baby. I felt like I was giving birth. Like, this is my baby.
You did give birth.
I gave birth. And someone said in the chat, the search function is amazing. And I will tell you, every single replay, every single page, every single course was tagged individually by hand. There were like 1,000 replays. Every single course, everything was tagged by this team. And so there was a lot of effort that went into it to make that search. So that's been my biggest thing. Like, the search, because the search on the old sucked. It was hard to find anything. And I was like, I want the search to be like top notch. I want you to find exactly what you need. I don't want you searching for shit to help you lose weight. I want this. You type it in and it's right there for you. So that is the biggest kudos I could get. So
yeah, this site is like going from the Beverly Hillbillies wagon to the 2025 Cadillac Escalade.
Yes.
We have come a long way.
Yes. So welcome to the homepage. I am not Judith, but I'm logged in as a dummy account so that I can show you what it looks like for you. So this is the new homepage. It has the same things as the other homepage. We tried to keep it as similar so that you would know where everything is. So you do feel like you're coming home. It's just pretty. We just put some paint on the walls and, you know, put some new pictures up. So we wanted you to have that familiarity, but with just a leveled up experience. So the navigation menu did not change. Things are still in the same place that it was. So this is the homepage. Under coaching, you still find, just like on the other site, anywhere a coach would live, ask coaches, your replays, your training calendar, your coaching calendar, and the private coaching. With the coaching calendar, you must subscribe to this one. We used a different calendaring system before. This is something that they built in here for us. So we have total control over our own calendar now. We are not worried about another outside entity, another company. This is all in-house. We're building it in-house. So you have to come and subscribe to this calendar if you want those notifications on your calendar. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, and for all of you, even Logan built some of this stuff.
Like, yes.
Logan was a big piece of, I think, the courseware stuff. So anyway, I'm so stinking proud of it. I can't help myself.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here on the No BS Weight Loss course, courses, again, it's where all of your courses are. If you did Project U, that's where it will live as well. We did split up pathways and bonus courses so that used to be you had to scroll all the way to the bottom to find bonus courses. We wanted them to be easy for you to find. And so we just split them up for you so that you could find those. Community, we have the Facebook group and the accountability groups, just like we did on the old site. Resources is anything that you download or you get. So the planner, worksheets, private member podcasts, and our favorite things. And the only thing that is a little bit different, you'll see it here. We used to have this thing at the bottom of the old site called the junk drawer, where like just stuff fit. Queen's Club, Century Award, and Maintenance are here. And we're going to work in the, I have some plans to build that out a little bit. And events are our upcoming events and any events that you have purchased. So I know for some of you that were here, at one point we gifted the 2021 camps. It's not showing up in some of yours. We are digging into that. So hopefully that will be remedied soon. If you did purchase a camp and you don't see it, just email support. It's literally a 2-minute fix on our end and we will have your camps back up to you. So just always direct everything to support at pmptribe.com and we will make sure to take care of that. One thing I did want to show y'all is the replays page does look a little bit different. Just because it's just in a, you know, in a list like this now. So that does look a tiny bit different, but they're all still in order of when they were released. So that's really easy to find. Another really cool feature. If you send a message to ask coaches, when a coach replies, you'll get a little red dot up here. When you log on to the site, it'll be like, hey, girl, hey, come check it out. You got an answer. So we're going to notify you on the site as well. And then, as I already mentioned, the amazing search. You can search by date, by word, by concept. It's all in here. And if you ever have trouble finding anything, if you're like, hey, I was looking for this one particular thing and can't find it, let us know because we can always adjust the tags if we notice that there's something you just can't find. And then your account. That's if you need to change like your credit card or any of that kind of stuff. It's all here.
So somebody asked, where is the new August challenge? So we don't really have a challenge going on this month. What we did do though, is we have, if you go to courses and you look at this month in NoBS, mm-hmm. that will show you what we're doing in August. So this month is all about making the basics easier. We're going to be going through module 2 together as a membership this month.
That's exactly right. And then you can find all of the upcoming calls here as well. And then they will be replaced by replays as soon as the calls are over. And then you will also, you know, we've linked you to the new lessons. And then I love this because at the top, it tells you what's coming in September. So it's like, and how many days are left until this, you know, till August is over. So I love that as well. So you can always come and see what's coming up next.
And then there is some confusion on this. I do want to say this to everyone. If you purchase camps and you leave the membership, the camps, they stay in the membership. If you come back, you don't automatically get them back. Now, one of the things that I want to suggest to y'all is if you're finding that you purchased the camp and you think you should have it, email us like MJ said, and we will give you the camps back. But we have always said that if you, you know, once you end your membership, the things that are inside the membership, you lose access to those. I just want to make sure that that's real clear for everyone. So because we keep getting that question over and over again. But if you think you're supposed to have a camp, and you don't have a camp, all you have to do is email us at support@pmptribe.com. Like MJ said, we'll fix it for you. We'll make sure that you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, you know, all you have to do is ask and we will check it out. We'll add your tag and whatever, and you'll have it. It'll be right there. So we'll get all that straightened out.
And if you, like Val asked, I have a Samsung calendar and it does not have any ability to add the live training calendar. Email us at support. So we can, like, these are the little things that we want to see that are happening, yes. Because we may be able to fix that, or we need to put it on the list to be able to get it done, those kinds of things. But if it's a real technical question like that, if you'll just route everything through support, and you can easily do that by logging into the site and go into questions. If you put your question there, that automatically goes to our support team directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this blue question mark.
And I will encourage everyone to send it that way versus typing in support at pnptribe.com, because you will not believe how many people put a typo, send in their thing, it goes off into the, you know, internet black hole, and you think you've sent us something, we're not getting it, and it's almost always a little typo. So if you use the website and use the questions, that will guarantee that it will get to us.
Yeah. Somebody said Lisa answered her. The calendar is located under coaching, under live coaching calendar. Also, one cool thing about using the question mark on the website, if you have a question, when it sends it over to support, we know what page you were on. So if you're on the calendar having a rough time, or you can't find something on a page, we know exactly where you were on the website. So that helps us dig in a little bit as well if you have a question. So, yeah.
And then someone asked, now, what's different for just all of y'all? Y'all are our members who have been here past 30 days. If someone's a member, and let's say you come back to NoBS and you join, you go through a first 30 days group, you do not have access to this month's content. So someone was asking about, maybe you've got a friend who's in the 30 day group. They do not come to these calls. They do not get the new stuff. They only get NoBS, and they get the 30 day group, and they get a 30 minute call once a week with MJ. For the first 30 days. We do that on purpose, everyone, because the biggest issue people were having when they were first joining is they felt very overwhelmed. Like, they get, you know, we just gave them access to everything, and we were like, now start with the course. But they would see everything, and they like, it just could not compute. You mean I should just do what you tell me to do? It's like, but I see all of this. So now what we do is we only give them what they need for those first 30 days. And then after 30 days, they unlock the rest of the website. So just so that everybody understands that part.
Yep.
Any other questions or stuff, guys? Otherwise, that's really all we had planned for today, was to talk to y'all about the site, make sure that everybody knew all the exciting things we've got. I'm going to tell y'all, September, we're going to blow your socks off. That new guide that's getting ready to come out, it is not a guide, it is a fucking book. And Coach Lizzie wrote it, and I worked like a little bit with her on it. I had a vision for something that I wanted, and Coach Lizzie has worked her pants off on this thing for months now. And it is jack loaded full of like every situation you can think of that makes you blow past enough, makes you not follow your plan. It is like, if this happens, do this. If you think this, then think this. And it explains things. And then it's got recipes in there, a bunch of recipes, meal ideas, like everything y'all been asking. It is in that meal planning guide. And then next month, we're going to spend dedicated time talking about meal planning, the 24-hour plan, and just how you make it easier for yourself. Our theme is, how do we start making things easy? Because if you can make it easy, that means you can do it. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No, please just email. Somebody just said that they tried to subscribe to the calendar yesterday and it didn't work. Just email support. We got Corinne's brother. He's just sitting around waiting to help y'all figure it out. If just it doesn't work, he's just sitting around waiting. So, I mean, honestly, we blacked out. Like, there was like a, can't nobody take no time off. So we are all here. I joked the other day that I wasn't going to let Vern sleep for a week. We have literally got people on that are waiting to handle your issue. If you have an issue, immediately, you are not going to wait. So we are watching support constantly. I'm in there. The entire Help Scout team is in there. Corinne's mama, God love her, she only works till 10 o'clock. But yesterday I saw her around noon and I was like, what are you doing? Like, is the, you know, the sky's falling. She's even around. Yeah. So we're
Mammy
all
don't work
here.
Late.
No. Mammy was like, it's after 10 o'clock. So she gets the early shift. So she's even around. So we are making sure to take care of you immediately. All you have to do, that's one thing I've always said about NoBS. It's an amazing program. There's one thing we've never solved, and we've never been able to find a coach that was also a mind reader. Now we will bend over backwards if you ask us a question, but you have to ask first. And somebody said something in like Facebook yesterday about there were a few complaints about I can't log in or whatever in Facebook. And they're like, I just want people to be nice. And I said, I think every time somebody advocates for themselves and says, hey, this is not working for me, that is super nice because I want to make sure they are taken care of. So don't feel like you're bothering us or maybe it'll fix itself. Just come on in and let us know.
And then a lot of people are asking about an app. Let me tell you, there's two things about apps. Number one is most apps are crap. Think about like there's a recent study that showed, I think 95% of apps that people download never get used. Like it is an insane amount. People will download them and then never use them. So we are in development of an app feature, but it won't be like an app. A lot of people get confused with mobile friendly versus apps. We designed our website first and foremost to be mobile friendly so that when you use it on your phone, it's easy to use. What y'all mean when you say you want an app, because right now you technically can use it like an app on your phone. If you just open it, it skims like an app, is you want interactive features. And those are coming. We are, Logan is working on one of the first ones. I'm not even going to tell you what it is because I want y'all to be surprised, but it is one that people have asked for and it will be a game changer for y'all and us, because once we have this one and you can start inputting some data, then we can start seeing what you're doing and reach out when we like have a resource we think you need, or we see you like maybe getting off track, or we see you doing really well. Like it's going to allow us to do a lot of slick things, but this it was step one to be able to get to be able to do those things. So that is in development now. We already started developing that while we were finishing this. So,
and I will tell you, I mean, when we say this has been in the works, like probably 8 months ago, Yasmin and I were tasked with coming up with what this feature would even, what would it even be? What would happen when you went it, like whatever. And we worked on that and presented it to Chris and Corinne. So, I mean, even as all this stuff wasn't even ready and we hadn't even started moving our stuff, like Corinne is already thinking about what comes next. It's already being like, they are so future. I don't know. This is the best place to be ever, I feel like. Because you are always thinking about us and you always take care of us. And I'm saying no BS women, because that's what I am at the end of the day. I don't just work for Corinne. I'm a no BS woman.
Yes. Yeah.
I love this membership as much, like it's the Crabtrees and then MJ. Like, really, you're gonna have a hard time finding somebody. I'm like neck and neck with them. So it's good.
So I think that's everything, y'all. Again, if you have anything that's like running weird or you have like a question, let's see, the Facebook and camp page is usually up and running a few weeks beforehand. I've heard 3 weeks and 6 weeks. I'm not sure.
It is going to be released on August 9th. That is next Friday, 6 weeks before the event. So whether you're going to Diet Detox or Queen of Your Life or both, you will have access to the Facebook groups next Friday. You'll get an email and you will also see that show up on the new website.
I know.
Under events, you'll see that there next Friday.
Yesterday I asked Chris, I said, how will I know if everything's okay? Because like most of the team shields me from everything. So I could like, I'm writing a workshop right now. And so when I'm writing a workshop, that like people really try not to tell me things. And I was like, so I know migration's happening. How will I know if it's going well? And he said, well, there's only one thing that's scary. If I say we got to go back to the old platform, it's a shit storm. And he's like, as long as we make it through the day and we don't have to go backward, we did good. And Chris and I went to bed last night at our normal time. So it went good.
I know. And I didn't wake up to like a blowed up, you know, oh my God, this is, I mean, there's a few little hiccups, which we knew, but I mean, all in all, it went soup. I've never done this before, but in my head, it was going to be a disaster. And I was going to have so much stuff to fix. And it's been really, really good. I'm very proud of this entire team and the Dockyard team too, that, you know, we got to build the site for us. So it's amazing.
They did a good job working for us. All right. Yeah. Well, let's let these ladies out of here early today. How about that?
Yes.
We'll be rocking and rolling back to all things weight loss, talking weight loss and everything next week. Jump into module 2, start listening to your lessons. I guarantee they're going to make a difference in your life, especially if you have found any of the basics hard, or like, it doesn't seem to click for me, or I don't feel like I'm really consistent with them. I think module 2 is going to explain why that happens and what you can do about it. And then we're going to be talking about it all month long. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.